有点感觉回到家里，我哥哥叫我黄牧师那种别扭。
It's just like when you come to the home and my own brother will call me Reverend Huang. It's kind of like awkward.
刚才非常亲切，在里面跟另外四位弟兄、三位弟兄、四位弟兄，我们跪在主面前去祷告。他们都说亚米弟兄来我们中间分享信息，哇，我觉得非常亲切。
I got a very kind feeling when we all knelt down to pray together. They call me Brother Yifang. That was really kind. 亚米，
改名字了。每次回家都是非常心里非常感恩，非常高兴。
I always give thanks to the Lord that with thankful heart when every time I come back to this church.
常常跟我的妻子师母说，到了快77号出口的时候，我就说，常常这样说，哎呀，神就是用这块神奇的地方来拣选我。
Every time I'm coming close to a very close to exit 77, and I always talk to my wife, this is the place I was chosen to be God's servant.
我的人生就是经过这一块77号的出口到83号出口这一块地方，我的生命就改变了。
My life had a dramatic change between exit 77 and exit 83.
感谢神，再次回到母会来分享神自己的话语，在复活的世界里面。
I thank the Lord that I can come back and share with God's word together with you today.
我们一起在主的话语面前再次低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together again.
主，在我们纪念你复活的日子
，Lord, as we commemorate the resurrections,
我们继续在你话语面前求你自己，你的圣灵亲自来做我们的教师。
We pray that your Holy Spirit would become our teacher.
就不让人的软弱来拦阻你话语的传讲。
That our weakness would not be a barrier of your words.
就好让你自己的话语亲自对主你自己的百姓来说话。
That your words will preach to all your people.
就好让你自己复活更新的大能，在我们的教会当中，在我们弟兄姊妹的身上要做奇妙的工作。
That the power of resurrection will establish a great work among your children.
不然在这里传讲的人，以及听的人，主啊，都一起蒙主你话语亲自的造就。
That whoever who's listening and preaching will all receive the grace from the Lord.
奉耶稣名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在复活节之后，继续来思想复活节对我们生命的影响。
After week after the Easter, we continue to meditate the meaning of Easter.
我们知道复活节最伟大的真理就是帮助我们人离开这世界以后，在耶稣基督里面的人仍然有复活的盼望。
That we know that one of the great promises after we die, we still have the hope of reborn or resurrection.
但是复活节不仅仅停留在我们未来的复活的盼望。
It's not that we have this eternal life after we die.
因为很多人说将来复活的盼望我现在不清楚。
A lot of people they said I don't understand quite about the reborn life in the future.
那复活这件事情对我今生有没有什么影响？
But whatever the reborn the next life or the resurrection life, would that be have any meaning for this life this year?
有一位神在过去的世纪当中神重用的仆人叫 Felix Brooks。
There's a great servant. His name is Felix Brooks.
Brooks. 他也是神重用的仆人，也是被知识界，特别是哈佛大学里面，还有一个叫 Brooks House， 就是被尊敬的一个学者。
He's a very well-known scholar.
他讲过这样的话，他说：“复活节伟大的真理不只是我们离开世界以后，我们要继续活下去。”
The important meaning of the Easter is not that we continue to live after we die.
他说：“而是我们今天可以靠着耶稣复活的大能，可以生活在这世上。”
The even more important thing, we can live better with the resurrecting power in this world.
而且我们因为我们将来要永远活着，所以我们今天会活出不一样的生命。
Because we have eternal life as a hope that we can live differently in this world.
大家知道中国人有一些说法叫“江山易移，本性难改”。
We know that we have a Chinese saying that to transform human personality is harder than to move the mountains.
那个特别我刚结婚的时候，那个踢袜子的习惯，我太太现在可能嚯一进来脚就脚一踢袜子就踢得很远。
Like after marriage, that always very difficult for me to change the habit of kicking my socks somewhere else.
那是在长期单身的时候，在大学校园里面培养成的。
This is a habit when I was a single in a study.
所以刚结婚的时候，很多妻子都受不了丈夫。
So as you probably know, it's very difficult for your spouse to tolerate any type of bad behavior.
有人说三岁看到脑，我们华人也说三岁就看到脑。
That we always saying that you can see a person at the, a person when he's 3 years old.
就是你三岁以后，你的品格、你的 personality， 你的性格都不太改变了。
In other words, the personality wouldn't change much after your 3 years.
这是我们中国人的说法。
This is what we said.
所以那些妈妈当孩子三岁、四岁以后，脾气还很倔的时候，她就很担心。
So when a child is really quite rebellious after 3 years ago, and the parent will start worried.
但是我相信，盼望今天读了这段经文，一起领受的信息以后，你就不要害怕。
But I hope the message that I can share with you, you will have some hope.
尤其是那些太太或者先生对自己的配偶很绝望，也不要灰心。
Especially the spouse you have become so hopeless about the other part of it, you'll be able to learn something from the message today.
这样说，很多配偶都有回应。
Look, we got a great response from the spouse.
我们知道去改变别人是很痛苦的。
I know to change someone else is very rather difficult.
也是做不到的。
And also very difficult.
所以那些聪明的配偶、聪明的丈夫、聪明的太太，他就会学会将自己的配偶交托给神。
So a lot of time, a much wiser spouse would turn his spouse to the control.
就像我的妻子将我交托给神一样。
Just like my wife turned myself into the hands of God.
今天我们来看见这段经文，大家看一下读起来很长的经文，我们来思想三个方面的信息。
So through the verses we read today, I'd like for us to consider three aspects.
耶稣基督的复活，他改变人类的历史。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ has changed the history of the world.
他不但改变人类的历史，他也改变每个个人，每个具体个人的生命的性情。
They also change each person's character, have the power to change each person's character and personality.
在四卷福音书当中，约翰福音特别强调耶稣复活之后对我们品性的改变。
Especially in John, one of the Gospel, John talks about how the resurrection of Jesus Christ changed a person's personality.
大家看见在前面从第一节到第 18节这地方第一个这一小段里面，我们看见抹大拉玛利亚刚开始的时候是什么性情
？That we know that from verses 1 through 8, what kind of personality that Mary Magdalene has demonstrated.
我们知道在福音书里面记载，这个人身上有七个鬼被耶稣赶出去。
We know that there's 7 demons that have been driven out by Jesus Christ.
但是你看看耶稣还没有复活的时候，他处在什么样的？ 一种心灵的状态里面。
And we can understand what kind of status that Mary has before the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
经文告诉我们说，他复活节的清晨，他其实一大早就到耶稣的坟墓那里。
And we, as we read from the verses, at the very beginning of the resurrection, the earlier morning, Mary arrived to the tomb.
他到那里，他非常爱主，他一大早在那里，并没有期待耶稣会复活的。
She did not expect Jesus Christ will resurrected.
后来你看见他告诉看见这事情以后，回到第十节，那时候玛利亚在耶稣坟墓外面在做什么事情
？And you can see that when what Mary was doing in front of the tomb.
我们看第十、第十一节。
In verses 10 and 11.
那两个门徒就是彼得、约翰，他回到住处，看见耶稣坟墓是空的，就回到原来的住处。玛利亚在做什么呢？
And the disciples went back to their tomb, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying.
翻译已经说了，她在哭泣。
Mary was crying outside the tomb.
然后天使问玛利亚，你为什么哭呢？
And the angel asked why Mary was crying.
她说不知道，把我的主，有人把主的身体挪走了。
Because someone had moved my Lord's body.
第十五节，耶稣也问她，妇人，你为什么哭呢？
And then Jesus asked her, why are you crying?
我想耶稣并不是不知道她为什么哭。
I believe Jesus knows why she's crying.
只是耶稣要她说出来，你为什么哭？
But Jesus wants her to answer why she's crying.
她把耶稣当作园丁，她也以为是不是这位园丁把耶稣的身体偷走了。
Mary thought he was the gardener.
挪走了。
And then he moved the body of the Christ.
你看看，这是清晨一大早。 还天蒙蒙亮的时候，还黑的时候，也看不清楚，他还以为这是个园丁。
So in a very early morning, you cannot see really well. She thought the gardener, the person Jesus Christ, the gardener.
但是你看耶稣的回应说：“玛利亚。”
And Jesus, talked to her, Mary.
大家可以想象，玛利亚以为这是个园丁，天蒙蒙亮，突然间有一个人叫她玛利亚，你觉得她有什么体会？
Now, what kind of response Mary would have when someone called her the name at the very early, early morning?
啊，吓一跳哈、啊！
Surprise, yeah.
在这里够久的同工都知道，我在这里以前也吓过一跳。1993年，我来到 Notre Dame 读书。
Many of you knows what I have, what I have encountered in 1993.
那时候在 Notre Dame 南边有个叫 Notre Dame Avenue，在那地方有一个便宜的店叫 Audi。我刚刚来美国大概两三天，去那里买菜。
There was store by north side of Notre Dame. Name the store is Aldi.
到那里买菜以后，有一个老妇人、老太太，她东年纪很大，她东西买了好多，拿不动，我就伸手就帮她拿一下。
I was helping an old lady to carry some shopping supply.
然后她就回过来说了一句话，她说：“Thank you, young man.
And she turned and said thanks to me.
Thank you,
Young
young
man,
man.”
yeah.
然后我就说：“啊，你怎么知道我的名字啊？”
Oh, and turn around, he was saying like, she knows Yamin's name as a young man.
刚才美国的 young man 跟 Yamin 就分不清楚了。
A lot of times it's difficult to distinguish young man, with Yamin.
我想我体会了摩大拉玛利亚清早的心情。
And I can really understand the mood of Mary at the very early morning.
所以马上他就知道，哦，是拉比。是老师，是耶稣。
And Mary was able to find out he is the Jesus Christ.
那耶稣说不要摸我，这地方说不要抱我，然后不要这地方是抱他，是指要抱他，要拜他。
And do not hold on to me, Jesus said. What it means is do not bow down to him.
然后第十八节说，抹大拉玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。
And then Mary Magdalene went to talk to other disciples with the news, saying that I have seen the Lord.
从这一段经文里面，我们能看见门徒，特别是抹大拉玛利亚，她那时候是在哀痛里面。
That we can tell disciple, especially Mary Magdalene, was in the mood of weeping and crying.
在马可福音16章10节里面说，不但是抹大拉玛利亚在哀哭，其实别的门徒在一起，他也在哀痛，也在哭。
And through the Mark. Chapter 10, we also know that disciples also,
第十六章第十节
16:20 also weeping for the Christ. 16:10,
在那里门徒们也在哀痛，也在哀哭。
The disciple was weeping and wailing.
所以你看那时候耶稣，你可以想象耶稣没有复活，这群门徒一生都在哀痛里面。
As we can tell, because Jesus Christ is not resurrected, and disciples are crying and weeping.
这些门徒非常爱耶稣
，disciple loved Jesus Christ very much。
但是耶稣基督如果没有复活，这群门徒就像世世代代每天都在发生的事情一样，当亲爱的人离开的时候，那种绝望的哀哭。
And you know that the disciple will be really desperate because the Lord has not resurrected。
其实我们不久前回到中国的时候，看见中国那些殡仪馆，我们看的时候心里就觉得特别的难过。
And we know that through some of those your relative, your loss, you feel really sad.
你看中国的殡仪馆花圈的地方，常常写的很大的两个字“永别”。
A lot of times in the funeral, you are saying that people has been departed for good,
forever,
forever,
永远的诀别。
You have departed from your relative.
在世界当中，没有什么事情比这种与亲爱的人永远诀别更加痛苦哀痛的事情。
There's nothing being sadder than you have departed from your relatives.
所以耶稣基督的复活完全改变了这种景观。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ has changed the whole thing.
我们看见抹大拉玛利亚后来告诉说，我们已经看见主，而且在别的福音书里面告诉他是非常兴奋的，不是非常难过的，告诉别的门徒说我们看见主了。
As you can see from other gospels as well, Mary Magdalene was very happy to tell all the disciples that Jesus Christ has resurrected.
而且后面一点你也看见，当耶稣向他们显现的时候，门徒就喜乐起来了。
As you know, that disciple become very joyful when they know that Jesus Christ has risen again.
另外在前面一点点，约翰十六章里面，耶稣已经早就预言，他说将来有一天他们会非常的愁苦，非常的哀痛。
And in John 16, Jesus also proclaimed that disciple will be in sorrow.
但是耶稣告诉他们预言说，你们的忧愁要变成喜乐。
And Jesus tell them that your weeping and sorrow will become joy.
耶稣基督复活有没有对我们生命的影响，在我们生命里面可以看得很清楚。
If we can tell if the resurrection of Jesus Christ has any meaning to our life,
我们的生命有没有从忧伤变成喜乐，周围的人也可以看得清楚。
We can tell whether our sorrow has become joy in our life very easily.
我很喜欢一个故事，在蒙大拿州有个采矿的公司，它是这么开始的。
I like a very story I'd like to share with you. There's a mining company in Montana.
在这个公司里面，原来在淘金热的时候，有一群人离开蒙大拿，就往西部去淘金。
During this mining activity, there's a group of people that moved to the east to find the gold.
就是西部。
To the west.
在那里，在路上，他们经历非常艰难坎坷，有一些队友就离开了世界。
And there's several people because of difficulty in the mining activity. Some of them have died.
所以有些，而且他们很多马都被印第安人抢去了。
A lot of horses were all taken away by Indians.
所以非常沮丧。
So they have lost their hope.
他们到最后到一个地方准备打道回府。
It was almost to a point they're going to return back to their home.
就在回到的路上，他们在一个小溪船里面发现到了金矿。
And on their way return back home, they find the gold in a small creek.
这群人别的不会，但是他怎么验出那个含金量，金沙里面含金量，他们就会这个。
But they know exactly how pure the gold is when they found it.
他们拿了一小部分，很快就告诉队友说：“我们已经发财了。”
And they tell their teammate together, "We're gonna become rich."
然后他们就说：“我们都不要告诉别人。”
And they tell each one another that they are not gonna tell anybody about the finding of the gold.
这些人发誓都不会泄露这个秘密。
They are not gonna reveal the secret to anybody else.
他们说：“我们回家准备设备，很快就来这里把这个开发起来。”Let's
go back home and find the excavating equipment so we can find the gold.
结果就在他们刚刚回家，起身回家没多久，后面大概300的印第安人追上来。But
not for a while, they find out that 300 Indians come and chase after them.
把他们抓起来。And
then take them captives.
你知道这些印第安人怎么发现他们发现的金矿？
And how would the Indian find out they found the gold in the creek?
大家猜猜他为什么发现？
Have you?
有没有一个人泄密了？
Has anyone tell the secret to the Indians?
哦，是，很聪明。
You're right. They are very excited.
Shining face, 他们的脸发光。
Because their face, their beaming face, have joy. They have revealed the secret.
印第安人说：“我们都在观察你这群人的动向。”
We have been examining you.
你们死人的时候哀哭，我们也看见了。When
you have people die, that we know that.
你们马被我们偷走的时候难过，我们也看见了。We
also know that you're very sorry when the horses have been taken away.
可是我们就想不通，为什么突然间脸上发光。And
we just don't understand why all of a sudden your face are beaming with joy.
只有一个解释，你们找到金矿了。There's
only one answer to that: is you have found the gold.
应当的没有他们再喊找金矿，他们观察这群人到底有没有找到金矿。
They just through the observation, they'll be able to find out they actually discovered the gold.
我们身上有没有得到宝贝？别人看得清楚的。
In the same token, people will know that we have treasure inside of us.
在初代教会，教会史家告诉我们，初代教会的广传福音的广传，其实并不是靠保罗、约翰这种大人的这些布道家出去的。
In the early church, we know the spread of gospel is not just because of apostles that are being visiting all different countries.
教会史家告诉我们说，初代教会能够使一小小的耶稣基督的门徒使整个罗马帝国翻天覆地，是因为门徒的喜乐。
It's because of the joy, rejoicing of the disciple. They be able to spread the gospel through the Roman Empire.
这些门徒被圣灵充满恩膏，所以他们出去的时候，当然是用神用大能的神迹奇事伴随着来印证神的道。
Of course, there's a lot of miracle that disciple can can do, and through those they be able to spread the gospel.
但是你看门徒受逼迫的时候回来，你看《使徒行传》里面说，他们很欢喜快乐，因为他配得为这道受苦，他们很高兴的。But
when the disciple being persecuted, they show the joy, they show the rejoice, and that's how they demonstrate the true treasure.
初代教会门徒呢掩盖不住的喜乐。那罗马世界来看，这群人身上有一定有宝贝，有些像找到金矿那种宝贝。Because
of this, the Romans able to witness the true treasure in the early Christian.
我非常喜欢一位大陆传道人王明道先生，王明道先生加林教会传道人，关监狱20多年。
I like very much about the ministers in China. His name is Mr. Wang Daoming, Wang Mingdao.
他关20多年监狱，没有苦读，没有怨恨。He
doesn't have any bitterness, even though he's been in prison for 20 years.
他在监狱当中的狱友、监狱的朋友、inmates，他们在那里听到一大早清晨，王明道先生就起来灵修、祷告、唱赞美诗，非常优美的赞美诗。The
inmate be able to witness Mr. Wang. Having the singing in the early in the morning, and then praise to the Lord.
然后这些狱友就问他，哎，你关了这么多年，怎么还这么开心哈？我们这些人刚进来没多久就气死了。And
the inmate was really wondering why he has always rejoined after 20 years in prison, and even with me, several months, I'd be really just so discouraged.
你知道监狱当中都是老狱、老狱友、打新狱友，还是打会打人的，他们是发泄。
In the prison, the old inmates always were beating up the young inmates.
但是这个老人家关了20多年还能唱歌。But
this old Mr. Wang has been in prison for 20 years. He can still be joyful and be rejoiced.
就在别人问他心中的宝贝那个秘密的时候，他带领许多人归向主。And
when people were asking what is the treasure in your heart, and he was able to lead a lot of people to the Lord.
今天准备这个世界都不傻。I
know most of people, you know that.
别人的眼睛都非常明亮。Everybody
is intelligent and smart. They know.
我们这群基督的门徒，被称为教会的一群人，身上有没有宝贝，其实不是我们嘴巴说出来的。It's
not the treasure in our heart. It's not through our words.
如果我们一天到晚都是眉头紧锁，一天到晚都是哀痛，都是哭泣，别人看我们就像找不到金矿那些人一样。When
we reveal ourselves with sorrows in our face, they know that they cannot find treasure. Within us.
如果我们哭着眼泪说基督复活了，基督复活了，可是我们还在流眼泪，别人就觉得你们这群人有问题。If
you're crying and weeping, saying Jesus has resurrected, and people will really think there's something wrong with you.
当然，亲爱的人离开世界，暂时的分别，我们会哀痛，但是我们经常说，我们不像那些没有盼望的人一样。But
we shouldn't be like people without hopeless, even though sometimes we're weeping for. Our relative departed from us.
古希腊的作家说，基督徒出战的时候跟那些外邦人很不一样，他们还会唱歌，还会感谢，这是罗马世界里面没有的事情。During
the old Greek world, people when they are going to the war, they'll be rejoicing, and this is different than other people.
在这个时代，我知道大家都损失很多事情，所以我们难免会有任何的损失都会带来一些哀伤。And
we know that we have a lot lots of different losses in our life, and every loss will bring grief to us.
我们呢看到401K 在下跌的时候，我们心里会有忧伤的。And
we know that we'll feel really bad when our 401K saving plan has been reduced in substantial amount.
我们看见我们的健康慢慢的开始失散的时候，我们会有哀伤的。And
our health is getting worse.
我们看见一些友情、一些友谊、一些亲密的关系破损的时候，我们会有哀伤的。
And we have grief in our heart if we lost relationship.
我们曾经同工中间的亲密，现在变得还好像还需要重新修复的时候，我们心里会有一些留恋过去，会有一些哀伤感。
We have a set heart if the fellowship between the congregation has diminished.
心理学家告诉我们说，任何的 loss， 任何的损失，都会带来一定程度的哀伤。
The psychologist tells us any type of loss will bring grief to our hearts.
但是耶稣基督的复活的大能可以改变我们这种没有盼望的哀伤。But
the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to turn will change our grief.
这群哀伤的门徒因着基督的复活向他们显现，他们变成欢喜快乐的一群人。Yeah,
because the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, the grieving disciple will become joyful.
连那些犹太人的领袖、罗马帝国的逼迫都不能把这种哀伤，把他们这种喜乐夺去。
And the Roman soldier will not be able to take away the joy from the disciple.
第二方面，我们看见耶稣的复活使这些非常惧怕的门徒的惧怕变成非常勇敢的一群人。
Second aspect I want to share with you, the resurrected Christ will transform disciple from fear to courage.
大家看19节里面，他们在一群聚集的时候怎么样？
At verse 19, we can tell when they gather together.
他们因怕犹太人，门都关了。
They are being afraid, so they lock the doors.
这些犹太人是指那些犹太公会的领袖，可以把耶稣基督抓起来钉十字架的这群人。
This mentioned about the leaders of the Jews.
他们的惧怕是非常有理由的，这些门徒的害怕是非常非常的被 justify 有理由的。
There's a reason why they are being afraid.
因为他们的头被抓起来了，被杀头，被杀，被钉十字架了。很可能下面就开始抓他了。
Because the leaders of Jew has been put in a prison, and the next turn will be all the disciples.
门徒们很可能在聚集商量说，我们怎么离开撤离，离开耶路撒冷。
So disciple was getting together to figure out how they're going to deal with this situation.
但是就在这时候，耶稣知道他们的惧怕，耶稣在他们中间显现，告诉他们说：“愿你们平安，愿你们平安，愿你们平安。”讲了三次。
And at this moment in time, Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you," three times.
耶稣这地方不只是一般的犹太人的问候语是 "Shalom," 平安，平安，平安。但是耶稣这地方更是知道他们心里没有平安，在恐惧当中。
Jesus really understands they don't have a peace in their heart, though, so he repeats that peace with you three times.
他们非常恐惧。
They are in great fear.
其实今天我们也还是有许多的恐惧。
Even today we have great fears.
已经丢了工作，已经损失了那些退休金了，可能我们会在哀伤里面。
Maybe we lost our job. Maybe we lost our 401k saving.
但是还没有丢工作的人，或者说看到同事有几个已经慢慢慢慢离开的时候，他开始睡不着觉，那是焦虑。
And then you have anxiety when you are thinking about you're about to lose your job.
我们在大学城里面可能情况还好一些，在芝加哥北郊有许多严重的情况。
In the campus maybe it's okay, but in the northern part of Chicago, there's the situation is pretty devastating.
一个弟兄说，他看见。他的同事，他的一个 office 的同事，几个一天走掉几个，一天走掉几个以后，他有天晚上就睡不着觉了。
A brother was saying that after he find out several of his coworker being laid off, and he just can't go to sleep.
你不要去问他你为什么睡不着觉。
You don't have to go asking why he couldn't go to sleep.
因为下一个就是我了，很可能。
Because next will be me.
这是焦虑。
This is anxiety.
其实我们每个人都怕一些东西的。
Yeah, we all in fear of something.
你听到一个是在非洲有个部落里面的女人在睡觉之前脸上都要涂黑黑的。
Now have you heard about African women? They'll blotted their face with dark ashes.
她怕半夜的时候那个 death angel 那些灭命的天使会把她取走。
They're afraid of the death angel will take their life.
她说你一涂黑以后天使都看不清楚了。
So if you blot the face with dark ashes, the angel won't be able to recognize you.
你觉得很好笑，对不对
？You feel this is pretty funny.
但是我们也都怕一些东西的。
Yes, we all in a fear of something or the other.
就在这种金融风暴里面，我们真是会怕失去我们的经济的稳定。
In this economic turmoil, we know that things are not quite stable.
我们做学生的也怕毕业的时候会有问题。
Being a student, we know that you may have come across troubles when you graduate.
找对象的时候怕喜欢的人他不一定有回应。
When you're trying to find your couple, you probably won't find out the one won't.Quite like you.
或者说你伤害的人想要跟他和好的时候怕对方不睬你。
Maybe someone who's has been being hurt by you, he doesn't want to accept your apology.
我们怕很多事情。
We are in fear of one thing or the other.
那些思想家们说人还有一个最终极的焦虑就是有一天我们从存有从存在变成不存在了。那也是一个他们称为哲学性的焦虑。
And we know that there's always a great fear thatWe always afraid of losing something.
最后我们会从存在 from being to non-being, 我们会存在到不存在，有一天离开世界的。
One great fear is when we'll become non-existent eventually.
这是最后的害怕。
This is the the great fear.
但是耶稣基督的复活就粉碎了这种人对死亡惧怕的捆绑。
But the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ will resolve this great fear.
圣经上说，他使我们那些释放了那些一生怕死的人。
That the Bible says that we relieve us that who is afraid of death.
复活的基督帮助我们今生就可以对那些我们焦虑害怕的事情从那中间完全释放出来。
That we know that resurrecting power from Jesus Christ will relieve us from the fear.
你想想，复活的主向我们显现，向这个群体显现，我们还有什么可以害怕？
The resurrecting Jesus Christ is revealing to us what we fear about.
如果你伤害的人，你伸出主动伸出手来向他道歉，向他和好，神就帮助你，也帮助对方一起跟你和好。
If you extend your hand to the people you have hurt their feeling, and that Jesus Christ will help you to reconcile the relationship.
如果你担心很快失去工作，你就在神面前祷告，那位供应麻雀的恩主，他也必将供应你的需要。
If you're afraid of losing the job, then you can come to the Lord and pray to Him, and He will help you to relieve the anxiety.
你在你的关系里面，在学业里面，在交友当中，你就把你将你一切的重担卸给主。You
can cast all your burden to the Lord.
经上应许说，他必将眷顾我们。
The Bible says that He will care for us. He loves us.
最后一个来看复活的基督，他使这耶稣的门徒从怀疑变成相信。
The last aspect I want to share with you is resurrected Christ transformed disciples from doubt to believe.
这段经文大家很熟，是被称为怀疑的多马。
We know all about this verses, the doubting Thomas.
在我在圣经当中，其中最喜欢的几个人之一就是多马。
I like Thomas very much. He's one of the disciples I like the most.
因为我很像他。
Because I'm very much like him.
你知道吗？当一个人告诉别人他很喜欢谁的时候，特别他的英雄的时候，你就要看出他把自己暴露出来。
Yeah, you know that when a person saying that he's the person that I really like, then really just really.
你千万不要随便告诉别人说你很喜欢 Bill Gates.
So definitely don't say you like Bill Gates.
我很喜欢他，因为他这是一个实证主义者，他一定要得到证据，才可以相信。Because
Thomas is the one that always want to find the truth.
Evidence.
I'm very much like him.
他需要一个 evidence， 需要证据才可以相信。Because
he needs evidence to tell the truth.
但是这地方我们看见多马，他不是一个绝对不信的人。Well,
we know that Thomas is not someone who just have a person of disbelief.
他说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入他的钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”It
says, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand, and put my fingers where the nail were, and put my hands into his side, I would not believe it."
反过来，多马说：“我要得到证据的时候，我会可能相信的。”If
I can gather the evidence, and I will believe in it.
多马并不是说你不管说什么我都不会相信的。Thomas
didn't say, "No matter what you say, I will not believe."
啊，你知道那个 disbelief, doubting and disbelief, doubt and disbelief 是不一样的哈，怀疑跟不信是不一样。There's
a difference between doubt and disbelief.
我给你举两个例子。I'll
give you two examples.
首先第一个例子是我自己的儿子 Elijah.
For example, I'm going to give you is my son Elijah.
在上个礼拜六 ，Elijah 有一天早晨起来，他很失望。
And Elijah got up one morning very, very disappointed.
他说 ：“Daddy， 我没有看见 Tooth Fairy 那个牙齿仙女。”
I didn't see the Tooth Fairy.
小孩子，美国的孩子都相信，他牙齿掉的时候，放在枕头底下，他 Tooth Fairy 会把那 quarter 放在里面的。That
we all know that children all believe Tooth Fairy put a quarter under the bed if they put the tooth under the pillow. I'm sorry.
他起来以后，他说没有 quarter。
And when my son woke up in the morning, he didn't find the quarter.
哎呀，我就难过，我说我妈妈忘记了。And
I was telling the truth, your mom forgot about it.
他说不，我已经告诉妈妈了，不要放在里面。I
already told my mom not to do that.
我觉得我的儿子真是有其父必有其子。My
son is just like myself.
他要证明一下这个 tooth fairy 是真的假的。He
want to find out what the tooth fairy is true.
因为他开始有一点怀疑这个事情。Because
he doubt a little bit.
因为他两个学校的朋友告诉他说，亲眼从窗户里面看见 tooth fairy 进来，哇
！Because two of his classmates told him that the two classmates say they see the tooth fairy coming down from the window.
你知道用我们今天的话说，有两个见证人。
In other words, there's two people that witnessed that.
我的儿子很怀疑这个事情.
And my son doubt about that.
所以他就说，妈妈，你不要换，不要把钱放里面，我来看看兔子有没有来.
So my son told his mom that don't put any quarter under the pillow.
醒来以后发现，哎呀，他那种虽然他是有怀疑，但是后来还是觉得梦想破灭那种失望感.
And I can find out his hope was broken. So we have to comfort him. Moms have to comfort him after a while to hug him so that to let him know Tooth Fairy is not the truth.
我就觉得我的儿子很可爱，他七岁就开始有一个 reasonable doubt， 他有个非常合理的怀疑。
I find out he's very cute that he's able to find out even he's 7 years old want to find the truth.
我们知道科学研究里面都是说你要怀疑是不是怀疑是方法论的出发点。
And we know that doubt is the beginning of methodology.
In scientific research.
Scientific research.
但是呢，在 怀疑与怀疑主义是不一样的.
Now we know that doubting and skepticism is different.
怀疑主义说你不管有什么我都不会相信的，我都是怀疑到底.
Skepticism means you are become skeptical for everything you hear.
但是怀疑主义就是不怀疑怀疑主义的方法论.
I missed that part.
怀疑主义它是一个 不怀疑自己，怀疑主义自己。
Skepticism is, no,
doubt. Skepticism is not skeptical about skepticism itself.
Okay.
怀疑主义要怀疑自己。 在历史上有两个人物，一个是绝对不信，一个是怀疑，一个是怀疑的。
There's two person in history. One of them is an example of doubting, the other one example of disbelief.
一个是大陆人非常喜欢，非常出名的叫罗素，波特兰罗素。
Russell, as you probably all know him.
他是一个哲学家，是数学家，但是他就是不相信。
Russell is a philosopher, he is also a mathematician. He's just skeptical on everything.
他一生以攻击基督教为乐。
He is famous in attacking Christianity.
攻击到一个地步都到了疯狂了。
And then he become insane.
他到什么地步，他没有像尼采一样疯了，但是他还是说 攻击到一个地步，说连耶稣这个人在历史上存在过没有，都是一个问题。And
he even say that the existence of Jesus Christ become a question even.
所以这个事情当然是遭到所有历史学家的笑话。Of
course, that's being become a joke from as a joke in the historian.
所以罗素说，有一天他如果离开世界到地狱里面去，他一定告诉上帝，上帝啊，证据不够，证据不够。So
one time Russell was said that if he go to the heaven, he said there's not enough evidence to prove their existence.
但是另外一个人叫 Anthony Flood, F-L-E-W, 你可以去查 Google, F-L-E-W.
There's another person by the name Anthony Flood.
他在罗素之后被称为是无神论哲学的旗帜。He
will be considered to be one of the
最有名的无神论哲学家。
Famous atheist philosopher.
他在牛津多年在那里传播无神论的思想。He
was advocating the atheist principle in Harvard University.
In Oxford.
Oxford. Yeah.
在那里，他做了几十年的调查以后，在2004年的1月份，他放弃了无神论的信仰，相信有神论。
And in 2004, he gave up the atheist belief.
你可以去 Google Anthony Flew， 你可以看很多他信仰改变的一些电视报道，很多 ABC 的报道，很多报道，你可以看见。
Through the Google search, you can find out the conversion of his atheist believe to a Christian.
那个事件在无神论的世界里面，无神论的思想界里面，好像在天主教中，如果教皇有一天不相信神了一样。It's
just like one a Catholic Pope will not believe in Christ, just like that.
但是 Anthony Flew 说一个非常有名的话，他说：“我改变我的信仰的立场，是因为压倒多数的在智慧设计当中压倒多数的压倒绝对压倒多数的多数的那个证据。”Overwhelming evidence. In intelligent design,
okay.
他说我发现 I have found overwhelming evidences in intelligent design.
Okay.
这是他讲的。他做了很多很多调查，他不是一个不信的人，他是一个怀疑，他是在怀疑，但他不是一个绝对不信的人。
Okay, he's a person in doubt, but he He's not a person of disbelief.
在我们中间很多长辈，属灵长辈都知道，我在你们中间曾经也是个怀疑，但是不是绝对不
As
信
you know
的。
that I'm also skeptical for a while.
虽然思想不像他们那前面两个那么那个，但是我也是很认真的在怀疑，直到有一天正式遇见了基督，改变我的生命。
I was skeptical for a while until one day I found the truth and become Christian.
在这个非常爱的群体里面，有许多不但是 loving and thinking community，我们这里这是许多有思想的人，又是许多爱的人，正是帮助我认识了耶稣基督。
Through the loving and the care from this community, I was able to know Jesus Christ
在我们
as
中
our
间，如果
Savior.
你在慕道的朋友，我知道我们中间这是一个学术的圈子，很多人都很有学问。
I know that there's a lot of intelligent people in this like university community.
我希望你不要抱住绝对不信的观念。
I hope you will not have the disbelief of Christianity.
因为你如果说复活是不可能的，抱住所谓自然主义的一种哲学，说不可能有复活的事情，不可能有神迹，那你就选择了绝对不信。
That if you don't believe the resurrecting of Jesus Christ, then you will choose to be a person of disbelief.
那你就像一个多马，基督耶稣跟你复活显现了，你也说这是个魂，这不是个人。
And then when you become doubting Thomas, maybe that even Jesus Christ has revealed himself and you don't believe his existence.
最后，即使你发现耶稣基督在那里摸了，是可以有一个肉感在那里，是耶稣在那里，你也说你自己疯了。
That you even claim yourself being insane, even though you see Jesus Christ appear to you.
耶稣基督显现40天之久，用许多的证据来显明给那个时代。
Jesus Christ has the resurrection has a lot of strong evidence in ages.
今天在我们中间，许多人生命被改变，从忧伤变成喜乐，从恐惧变成勇敢，从怀疑变成相信，都是不断的证明这复活的大能。
That we know that we have evidence among us that people that we have turned from grief to joy, we have turned from fear to courage, and we have turned from doubt to belief. Those are the testimony of Jesus Christ's resurrection. If you don't believe Jesus Christ's resurrection, I give you a homework to do.
使徒保罗这个大树人的扫罗，后来成为使徒保罗，这个人的生命的改变。
Then I challenge you to study the life of Apostle Paul.
你可以从那些非常世俗的资源里面去寻找，也可以从使徒行传里面去寻找。
You can find your own material, or you can find the life change of Apostle Paul in Acts.
如果基督没有复活
，If Jesus Christ has not been
resurrected, 有两件历史上大概认为是最神秘的事情是解释不了的。
There's two things we cannot explain.
这两件事情都是历史性的事件。
And this is all historical event.
因为童女身子有历史学家说那不是一个历史性的事件。
We all saw that virgin give birth to a child. It's impossible.
但是空坟墓跟保罗的改变，这是两个历史性的事件，是如果基督没有复活，是解释不了的事情。
The empty tomb and the change of this of apostle. If we cannot prove that through a truth, if Jesus Christ has not been resurrected.
我看了许多经典的历史学的教材，历史的教材都告诉我们说 ，somehow 某种方式，保罗产生剧烈的改变。
That we all know that for some reason, apostle has changed.Drastically.
我就会在我的那些历史的书边上就写了 Acts 9，在《使徒行传》第九章是这个答案。
Then I can find the answer in Acts chapter 9.
所以你回去去查考使徒，从这个大树的扫罗这位有学问的人，怎么样从逼迫耶稣的门徒变成耶稣的门徒。
So you can find the answer yourself. Apostle being a person persecuting all Christ, disciple, he become a person who believe in Jesus Christ.
告诉大家答案，你可以继续自己去寻找。基督的复活是唯一的解答。
The resurrected power of Christ is the only answer.
我知道在我们的生命当中会有各样的忧伤、各样的恐惧、有各样的怀疑。
We know that we have different griefs, fears, and doubt in our life.
尤其在这经济恐慌的时代，教会又没有牧者的时候。
Especially in the time of economic turmoil and for the church not having a pastor at this moment.
但是我们教会仍然神给我们一群。彼此相爱的同工
，But in the church we still have a coworker who has been, who love one another.
我们还有一群爱主的弟兄姊妹
，And we have, brother and sister who love the Lord dearly.
更重要的是，复活的耶稣基督仍然与我们同在
，And most importantly, the resurrected Jesus Christ is with every one of us.
他的能力要改变我们
His resurrecting power will transform us.
我们存着这样的盼望，等候在主面前，对我们生命拿来更新我们，也帮助我们来更新、改变我们的教会。
With this hope that we have this transforming power from Jesus Christ that will transform the church and transform every one of us.
让我们的这个群体继续被主建造，成为更加合一、更加彼此相爱的群体。
And this group will become a group that being that loved by the Lord, and that we can all work together in unison.
我们也因着复活的耶稣基督在我们里面，我们会变成更加的喜乐，更加的有勇气，也更加的相信。
Then because of resurrecting Jesus Christ, we become a people with joyful, and we have more courage, and we have more believing in Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
我们在复活的时间来思想你自己的大能。
Lord, we want to at this moment meditate the resurrecting power of our Lord.
主啊，求主你自己复活的大能就充满你自己的教会。
Lord, the resurrecting power, pray that you fill this church.
主，你重新来建造、扶持、来更新你自己的教会。
Establish power and strengthen this church.
你也帮助我们个人，主啊，在生命当中有各样的忧伤、各样的恐惧、各样的怀疑，主啊，求主你来帮助我们。
Lord, that we have grief in our life and fears, please help us in any event.
主啊，你就像更新、改变那些初代教会的那些你自己的门徒一样，你也改变我们今天。
Just like you have transformed the early disciple in early Christian church, you will transform us as well.
主与你的教会同在, 直到我们见里面的日子。
Lord, you pray that you be with the church until we meet you again.
奉耶稣基督名求。
This prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.